Take your Bible, if you will, please, and I want you to turn, if you will, to Luke chapter number 4. Luke chapter number 4. Luke chapter 4. Young people, let's make sure we don't talk unless it's time to talk, and it's listening time right now. Luke chapter 4, starting with verse number 17. Luke chapter 4, verse number 17. Once you find it, would you please stand with me? Luke chapter 4, verse number 17. Luke chapter 4, verse 17. I'm going to read out loud, and you can follow along silently. The Bible says this: "And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. When he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, 'The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.' And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all of them that were in the synagogue were fastened upon him." Here is Jesus. He's preaching. And it's very obvious that everybody there were keeping their eyes on Jesus. Let me pray. Father, bless us now. Bless this service in a unique way. To those that are not used to being in church, may they settle themselves and just sit still and pay very close attention. May all of us leave this place with an outlook that is fresh, new, and powerful for year 2018. You know the subject. May you lift up today's subject. And may Jesus be glorified in this place this day. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. As we all know, we launch into a new year tomorrow. We look forward to year 2018. When preaching a New Year's sermon, I would give some consideration to this thought of we have a new year that's coming upon us. What kinds of things might we want to consider for maybe the very first Sunday of a new year, or at least at New Year's Eve? And I thought, well, maybe today I could preach on the subject of a fresh new start, because that's what you get in 2018. Or maybe I could preach on the subject of controlling your appetites. Everybody's going to go on a diet in a couple of days. I thought, well, maybe I could preach on the idea of let's all just get organized. You know, it's the beginning of the year. Let's get it together. You go to Walmart, you go to Lowe's, and they're going to have storage tubs and organizational devices just everywhere right now. I thought, well, maybe I could preach on let's get our finances on track, because at the beginning of the year, that's when we're going to tighten it up and we're going to fix our finances. And then I thought, well, maybe I could preach this morning on setting some good spiritual goals, because we're getting ready to start a new year. Well, all those subjects, I thought that would be good, and then this one would be good, and I looked through each one, and then I thought to myself, maybe there is a subject that is better than them all. And today, I'm going to preach to you on what I think will help you more than anything that I could preach. I believe this. I could preach on a fresh new start, but it will not help you as much as what I'm about to say. I could preach about the control of appetites, or get yourself organized, or get your finances on track, or set some goals. I could preach on all those subjects, but the subject that I'll preach to you today will go above and beyond helping you more than all of those subjects put together. My sermon today is called this: Keep Your Eyes on Jesus in 2018. Keep your eyes on Jesus in 2018. In verse number 20 of Luke chapter 4, the last few words said, all the eyes of all of them that were in the synagogue were fastened upon him. Jesus had spoken, and after Jesus had spoken, it says everybody's eyes were just fastened upon him. And that's what I want you to do. I want you to fasten your eyes right here upon the preaching of the Word of God today. Hey, and listen, they did the right thing. They were thinking right when they fastened their eyes upon Jesus. You say, why? He's the bullseye. That's the one that you're shooting for. He is the focal point of the Christian life. I have to tell you this right off the bat. My sermon this morning is not going to be adequate. I'm sure of that. that because I'm preaching on the greatness of Jesus Christ, and nobody has ever done this subject justice. Preachers for decades have tried to adequately lift him up, but they always fall short. Authors have tried to write words of his greatness, but their ink was a little dull compared to his wonderful, wonderful person. Singers have attempted to sing of his majesty, but never crescendoed as he deserves. Actors have been given and given their best to portray him, but never has a Grammy been awarded for rightfully portraying the greatness of Jesus Christ. Painters have tried to paint his beauty, but their colors just fade. Historians have given their best to log his superiority, but they have failed terribly. Geniuses have concentrated on his brilliance, but only realized a fraction of how brilliant Jesus Christ really is. I'm speaking about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I want you to do something. I want you to do yourself a favor, Christian. Keep your eyes on Jesus in 2018. I remember the first time somebody told me that Jesus Christ loved me. I never want to forget that moment. But I have to tell you something. It is better today than it was back then. And it's always been good. Do you know he's the reason we're here today? He's the reason for this season. But just so you know, he's the reason for all seasons. Just all seasons. I love that song, I Stand Amazed in the Presence of Jesus the Nazarene. And I wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned unclean. I was saved 42 years ago as a 16-year-old boy. I'll never forget that night. I got on my knees by my bed. I pulled out my Bible. I knew exactly what I needed to do. And with all the sincerity a young man could muster, I asked Jesus Christ to save me. And I've never been the same. I have never been the same. God reached down from heaven, put his hand on a 16-year-old boy. He saved my sin-sick soul. And boy, has God done some wonderful things for this man standing before you today. I've decided in 2018, I'm just going to keep my eyes on Jesus Christ. I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus. Since I found in him a friend, so true. Hey, keep your eyes on Jesus. I would like to help all of you. I know there's so many people here. You have burdens. You have heartaches. Year 2018 is going to be a big challenge for some of you. You got difficulties. You have mountains to climb. You have issues that must be dealt with. You have problems that have to be solved. And I thought, I'd teach you to organize, or I'll teach you about your finances, or I'll teach you this, that, or the other. But I kept trying to figure out how in the world could I get it all into one subject in one day and help you like I want to help you. And God said, just tell them about Jesus, because he is my everything. He is my all. And the answer is, keep your eyes on Jesus Christ. He is the greatest prize. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. And I got to tell you this, Jesus is the sweetest name I know. And he's just the same as his lovely name. All of us in 2018 ought to say, all hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. He is the great I am. He always has been. He always will be. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its worth. It sounds like music in mine ear. The sweetest name on earth. Hey, everybody's eyes in 2018, keep them fastened on Jesus Christ. Keep your eyes on Jesus, Christian. Keep your eyes on Jesus, Mama. Keep your eyes on Jesus, Daddy. Keep your eyes on Jesus, teenager. Keep your eyes on Jesus, heartbroken one. Keep your eyes on Jesus. We can be reminded of him when we eat. We can eat bread because he said, I am the bread of life. We can be reminded of him when we walk into our homes because he said, I am the door. We can be reminded of him when we visit the farm because he said, I am the Lamb of God. We can be reminded of him when the sun comes up in the morning because he said, I am the resurrection. We can be reminded of him when we see the grapes because he said, I am the vine and ye are the branches. We can be reminded of him when we drink water because he said, I am the water that will cause you to thirst no more. We can be reminded of him when a baby is born because he said, I am the life. We can be reminded of him when he sees, or we see the number one because he said, I am the Alpha.
himself. We can be reminded of him when we see a stone in our yard or out in the driveway because he said, I am the rock of ages. Let me give you some good advice for 2018. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus. He is the light in our dark world. He is the strength when we are weak. He is our love in a hateful world. He is our hope when we are hopeless. Just keep your eyes on Jesus. He is our calm in the midst of the storm. He is our warmth in a cold world. He is the best when the world's worst comes upon us. He is the all-powerful one. He is the all-knowing one. He's the everywhere present one. He is our rest in a weary land. He is our Father, and he is our Father's only begotten Son. I'll give you the answer for your 2018 and all the success that you could possibly experience. Keep your eyes on Jesus Christ. If you watch me and I watch you, we may be disappointed. I hope not. But I'll tell you something. Jesus won't let you down. Jesus is the answer. Jesus knows what you need. Jesus knows about your tomorrow. Jesus knows about your burden. Jesus knows about your heartache. Jesus knows about your inadequacy. Jesus knows about your fear. Keep your eyes on Jesus in 2018. Hey, listen. He is our power when we are powerless. He is tender when times are tough. He is our anchor when the waves of life are beating upon us. He is God. He's our Savior. He is our bright and morning star in the darkness of night. He is the knot at the end of our rope. You ever said to yourself, hey, hang on, and when you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot and hang on. Jesus is the knot at the end of my rope. When nothing else works, I'll tell you what'll work. Get a good old-fashioned dose of Jesus Christ. That'll get you through the day. Hey, listen. He is our 911 operator. He's our spiritual emergency room. He's our counselor when we're confused. He's our protector when we're afraid. He's our blood when we need a transfusion. He's our oxygen when we can't catch our breath. Hey, keep your eyes on Jesus. He is the Passover lamb. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is our lifeguard when we think we're drowning. He is the Prince of Peace when there is no peace. He is our mighty God. He's our friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He is our Emmanuel, our God with us. He is our blessed hope. He is our cornerstone. He is the prophesied one. He is the fulfillment of all Scripture. He is the Rose of Sharon. He is the altogether lovely one. He is the key to our prison. He is the up to our down. He is Jesus Christ. Folks, in 2018, keep your eyes on Jesus. We sing, Jesus, 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 I've got him on my mind. Jesus, 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 I've got him on my mind. Jesus, 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 I've got him on my mind. Oh, I've got Jesus on my mind. Pastor, my 2018, what will it be like? I don't know. But I'll tell you what he'll be like. He will be everything you need. No man can meet your needs but the God-man, Jesus Christ. He is the answer to all our country's problems. He's the answer to the world's problems. He's the answer to our state's problems. He's the answer to our county's problems. He's the answer to our city's problems. He's the answer to your family problems. And he's the answer to your individual problems. I bring to you, Jesus Christ, the answer for 2018. No doubt about it. He's the key to a successful 2018. And that is my introduction. Let me say to you, first of all, you should think about Jesus this year. Listen to Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Let me tell you, there's a lot of things that verse might describe, but I can guarantee you one thing. When that verse is trying to describe something, it is definitely, without fail, describing Jesus Christ. You and I are to think on Jesus. Think on Him. Remember Him. Think about His love. Think about His forgiveness. Think about His power. Think about His kindness. Think about His provision. Think about His holiness. Think about His loving kindness. Think about His healing. Think about His goodness. Think about His promises. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Think about Jesus. Of all the thoughts that we could think, He should be at the top of our thought list. You want to have a good 2018? Think about Jesus. Just think about who He is, what He is, what He can do. Say, Pastor, what's the answer for my dilemma? Jesus. Jesus is still the answer. Not only should we think about Him, I think we should preach and teach about Him. And we ought to do it with all of our might. Those that preach. Preachers, preach Him well. Preach His word. Preach His guidance. Preach His power. Preach His doctrine. Preach His greatness. Preach His salvation. Preach His wisdom. Preach His will. Preach His hope. Preach His peace. Preach His watch care. Preach His long suffering. Preach His goodness. Preach His justice. Preach His hatred for sin. Preach His love for sinner. Preach Him when it's popular. Preach Him when it's not so popular. Say, what is the answer for America in 2018? Hey, I think Jesus is the answer. I think the preaching of Jesus is the answer. I think if we could get the American people just to think about Jesus again, we could get back on track in our country. You won't fix America in the White House. You're not going to fix America in Congress. They just make a mess of everything. You know what everybody needs to do? They need one focal point. All eyes on Jesus, and we could turn everything around. Hey, listen, preach Him, preachers. Preach His purity. Preach His knowledge. Preach His judgment. Preach Him when you're happy. Preach Him when you're sad. Preach to the saved. Preach to the lost. Preach Him to the young. Preach Him to the old. Just keep your eyes on Jesus. If you're one of those that preach the gospel, either in this church or outside this church, preach Jesus Christ in 2018. It is the answer for the upcoming new year. Hey, we've got a lot of people around here that teach. Well, we've got moms and dads that teach, and we've got Sunday school teachers and ministry people that teach. Let me tell you something. Teachers, you teach Him. Teach Him. Teach Him with all your might. Say, Pastor, we would really like to have a great year here at the Twin Rivers Baptist Church. I'm telling you this morning how to have a great year at Twin Rivers Baptist Church. You say, how do we do it? We lift up Jesus Christ. We put Him at the top of the totem pole. We remember who He is, what He is, where He came, and where we're all going. Keep your eyes on Jesus, Christian. Every teacher here, make sure if you're going to teach Jesus, teach Him with your might. Teach Him in love. Teach Him with tears. Teach Him with faith. Teach Him with excitement. Teach Him with sincerity. Teach Him with power. Teach Him with urgency. Teach Him with boldness. Teach Him with tenderness. Teach Him with humility. Teach Him. Keep your eyes on Jesus, teacher. You say, Pastor, I've got this student in my Sunday school class, and they're hard. It's hard to get their attention. Let me tell you, you might not be able to get their attention, but Jesus Christ can get their attention. Teach Jesus. Teach it fervently. Teach it sincerely. Hey, teach Him with carefulness. Teach Him with aggression. Teach Him with confidence. I've got news for you. He's more important than English. Teach Jesus. More important than math. Teach Jesus. More important than science. Teach Jesus. More important than algebra. Teach Jesus. More important than physics. Teach Jesus. Whatever physics is, more important than geometry. Teach Jesus. More important than history. Teach Jesus. I'm not saying those things are not important, but I'm saying Jesus is the most important subject that can be taught. Teach and preach Him as if it's a life or death matter. You say why? It is. It is. What's the answer for your 2018? Think about Jesus. If you're going to teach, teach Jesus. If you're going to preach, preach Jesus. All eyes fastened on the Savior. Hey, let's think about Jesus. The King of Kings is He. Or let's preach about Jesus. The King of Kings is He. Let's teach about Jesus. The King of Kings is He. Or we could sing about Jesus. I think we ought to make sure we think about Jesus. I think we ought to preach about Jesus. I think we ought to teach about Jesus. But I think we ought to sing about Jesus. The Bible says in Psalm 81, verse number 1, sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel and pleasant harp with a psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon and the time appointed on our solemn feast days. Here the Bible is talking about music that glorifies Jesus Christ. Let me say to everybody here in the congregation, when we go to sing the songs of Jesus Christ, let's sing and let's sing right. Hey, don't be on reserve. You say, don't be on reserve while we sing. When we're singing about Jesus in the congregation, let me hear you sing. I want you to lift it out there. You say, oh, but Pastor, have you ever heard me sing? It's terrible. That's why God in the Bible said you're to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. You say, I don't sound like some of them fancy singers that get up there in church. You don't have to sound like some fancy singer. God wants to hear you sing. God wants to hear your voice. And when it's time to sing for Jesus, hey, you're not supposed to be singing for me. You're not to be singing for the person to your left or the person to your right or the one behind you or the one in front of you. When we open that songbook and we're singing about Jesus Christ, we're singing to Jesus Christ, you stop worrying about what everybody thinks and you sing, because the answer in 2018 is to sing about Jesus and learn about Jesus and teach about Jesus and preach about Jesus and think about Jesus. You know why some of you are so depressed so much? You don't think about Jesus enough. Keep your mind on Jesus Christ. Get your mind off of other things and get your mind on Jesus. Hey, and one way to do it is singing. You're having a rough day. Pick a song about Jesus and just start singing it. Singing the right kind of a song about Jesus on a humdrum day, it'll get you out of the mully grubs. You didn't know I knew Greek, did you? The mully grubs. How many of you know what the mully grubs are? Raise your hand. Good. Yeah. Yeah. And those of you who don't know what the mully grubs are, you've been there. You just didn't know where you were. Let's sing about Him. Let's sing. Listen, when it's congregational singing time and we're singing about Jesus, don't stand there and talk. Sing. Don't stand there and laugh. Sing. Don't play around. Sing. You say, well, it's no big deal. It is a big deal. We're singing about the King of Kings. We're singing about the Lord of Lords. We're singing about the one that saved your sin-cursed soul. You ought to sing. Hey, choir, when it's singing time, sing. Sing. Say, I don't feel good. I don't feel good a lot of times, but feeling good ought not have anything to do with you giving your best to what you do for Jesus Christ. Boy, if everybody in this world that didn't feel good just didn't do what they were supposed to do, the whole world would shut down. Sing. Hey, when you get up here and you sing a special, sing. Sing. You say, why? Hey, we're singing to Jesus. We're singing about Jesus. He deserves the best. Brother Edwards, when you get up here and lead the singing, you remember, you're not just leading singing for a bunch of human beings. You're a representative of Jesus Christ. You stand up and you lead us and take us into the heavenlies. And let's sing. Hey, pianist, when you play that piano, don't you play it for me. Play it for Jesus. Hey, trumpeter, when you play the trumpet, play it for Jesus. Hey, whoever you are, if you're going to be involved in the music, you're not to do it for me and I'm not to do it for you. You're to do it for Jesus. And when we get to heaven, you're not going to stand there with your song book closed with that sad look on your face. You're going to sing. Why? It's all about Jesus Christ. The 2018 will be prosperous if there's one thing that we do. Let's lift up Jesus. Let's think about Jesus. Let's preach Jesus. Let's teach Jesus. Let's sing about Jesus. Every singing group here, I don't think that every song that we sing will be a rousing, toe-tapping kind of a song. But I will tell you this, you better put your heart into what you do. You put your heart into what you do. Hey, He is worthy of every breath that you expel for Him as you sing. He's worthy of every practice. And let me tell you this. Those of you that are going to be in the special music program here, it's not all about you. We're not trying to make you prominent. We're not trying to make you famous. We're not trying to get people to worship you. We're not trying to get people to like you. You're here to sing about Jesus. And every practice is important. You say, why? Does it have something to do with me being promoted around church? We're not promoting you. We're promoting Jesus. Show up for your practice. Why? Jesus deserves it. He deserves it when we sing, it's done right and done with our whole heart. He's worthy of the time. He's worthy. Hey, he's worthy of some memorization. Nothing wrong with singers learning to memorize some words. I could whistle just a couple of notes to some rock song that you got in your brain that you took the time to memorize. Can't you memorize something about Jesus? Why is it so quiet? While you catch your breath, it's a perfect time for me to get a swig of water, which reminds me of Jesus. Hey, listen, let's sing about Jesus in 2018. Sing in His Spirit. Sing with His love. Sing for Him. Sing to Him. Sing about Him. Sing in honor of Him. Sing for the saved. Sing for the lost. Keep your eyes on Jesus while you sing. Children's choir, when it's singing time, I want you to get up here and sing. Tiny Tots choir, hey, you say, it's so cute when those little ones get up there. Moms and dads love it so much. I'm glad moms and dads love it, but we're really not singing to moms and dads. We're singing to Jesus Christ. Teen choir, when you get up here, you tear into that song. You give it everything you've got. You show people that Jesus that you serve is worthy of the best. He's worthy of being treated right. It's not supposed to be slipshod, thrown together, and trashy. Somebody's supposed to represent Jesus Christ. I'm so tired of lazy Christianity, and it's all about, what do I get out of it? It's not what you and I get out of it. It's what does He get out of it? And He deserves to be glorified. He deserves to be lifted up. Listen, teen choir, sing. Children's choir, sing. Say, what's in store for 2018? Well, here at Twin Rivers Baptist Church, 2018 is going to include a whole lot of Jesus. I think we ought to think about Him. I think we ought to preach Him. I think we ought to teach Him. I think we ought to sing about Him. But not only that, I think we ought to thank Him. 2018, I think we ought to thank Jesus. Psalm 100, verse number 4, it says, enter to His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Hey, in 2018, thank Him for being holy. Thank Him for being our Savior. Thank Him for being our need filler. Thank Him for His goodness to the children of men. Thank Him for His mercy. Thank Him for His patience. Thank Him for His generosity. Thank Him for His long suffering. Thank Him for the reality of heaven. Thank Him for His loving kindness. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Thank Him for His provision. Thank Him for His undying love. Thank Him for His perfect example. Thank Him for the peace that He provides. Thank Him for the answers to prayer. Thank Him for that unique forgiveness that helped you to make it through the mess that you created for yourself. Thank Him for His giving us a second chance. Keep your eyes on Jesus. That's the key. Hey, thank Him for His death. Thank Him for His burial. Thank Him for His resurrection. Thank Him for being born into a human body, and the whole world makes a mess of what Christmas is all about. It's not all about the junk of the world. It's all about Jesus. And keep your eyes on Jesus. Boy, I really struggled. I said, I want to preach on a fresh start. It's New Year's Day. I want to preach on the control of one's appetite. I don't want to preach on organization or the financial responsibility and goals. But there's one thing that bundles that all up into one thing. If you want a fresh start, see Jesus. If you want to control your appetites, get to Jesus. If you want some organization, get Jesus in your life. If you want blessed financially, get to Jesus. You want some good goals, get to Jesus. You know what? He's the sum total of everything that we need. Hey, I say keep your eyes on Jesus in 2018. But not only that, I think this thing of Jesus is what it's really all about. I think we ought to have faith in Jesus in 2018. Faith. Galatians chapter 2, verse number 20 says this, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Did you hear those words? The faith of the Son of God. Folks, we ought to have faith in Jesus. Have faith that Jesus will forgive us. Have faith that Jesus will heal us. Have faith that Jesus will never leave us nor forsake us. Have faith that Jesus will hear our prayers. Have faith that He will meet our needs. Have faith that Jesus will not overload us emotionally. Have faith that Jesus will keep His word. Have faith that Jesus will save you. Have faith that Jesus will carry you when you're weak. Have faith that Jesus is coming again. Have faith that His promises are true. Have faith that He will provide. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Have faith in Jesus. Trust Him with your marriage. Trust Him with your problems. Trust Him with your heart. Trust Him with your family. Trust Him with your children. Trust Him with your needs. Trust Him with your future. Trust Him with your life. Keep your eyes on Jesus. If you want to exercise faith in something that will not disappoint you, you better exercise your faith in Jesus Christ. You say, well, I'm depending on my job. I'm glad you have a job, and you ought to thank God you have a job, but you better keep your eyes on Jesus. Hey, you say, well, I'm trusting the government. Let me tell you something. They will let you down. You better keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Say, Pastor, what does next year hold? I don't know, but I know who holds next year. It's Jesus Christ. We ought to think about Him. We ought to preach about Him. We ought to teach about Him. We ought to sing about Him. We ought to make sure that in our hearts we thank Him. And we ought to have faith in Him. But not only that, I think in 2018, we ought to stand up for Jesus. If you're a Christian, you shouldn't be ashamed of who you are. I'm a born-again Christian. I'm not ashamed of that. Don't be afraid to carry your Bible to work and let it be seen. Don't be afraid to carry your Bible to school, young people, and let it be seen. Keep your eyes on Jesus. I think we ought to stand up for Jesus. I think we ought to defend His purity. I think we ought to defend His story. I think we ought to defend His church. I think we ought to defend His reputation. I think we ought to defend His children. I think we ought to defend His cause. I think we ought to defend His preachers. I think we ought to defend His great commission. I think we ought to defend His doctrine. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Stand up. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. I think we should defend the purity of His word. Defend His music. Defend His plan. Defend His people. Defend His promises. Defend His influence. Defend His plan of salvation. I think we ought to defend His desire for us to be separated from the world and defend the old time ways. All eyes on Jesus for 2018. You say, I had a rough 2017. More than likely, if you made it through, at some point, you got your eyes back on Jesus. When everything is falling apart around you, you're probably looking way too much at what's going on around you. You say, well, which way am I supposed to look? Look up! Look at Jesus Christ. God's not dead. God's not forgotten you. Look to Jesus. Look to Jesus. I think the answer for 2018 is let's keep our eyes on Jesus. I say, let's think about Him. I say, let's preach Him. I say, let's teach Him. I say, let's sing about Him. I say, let's thank Him. I say, let's keep our faith in Him. I say, let's stand up for Him. Let's defend Him. You say, how long is this going to last? Until I'm done. You say, I've heard enough. You will have never heard enough about Jesus. Hey, I think we ought to give to Him. Give to Him. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 9:7, every man according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Now, I think we ought to give to Him. I think we ought to give Him our all. I think we ought to give Him our minds. I think we ought to keep our eyes on Jesus. I think you ought to give Him your body. You know, young people, if you would give God your body, you would want your body to be pure for the sake of Jesus Christ. Hey, I think you ought to give Him your body. I think you ought to give Him your voice. I think you ought to give Him your clothing. I think you ought to give Him your marriage. I think you ought to give Him your will. I think you should give Him your eyes. I think you should give Him your ears. I think you should give Him your talents. I think you should give Him your children. I think you should give Him your money. I think you should give Him your dreams. I think you should give Him your love. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Give him your attention. Give him your admiration. Give him your respect. Give him your goals. Give him your attitude. Give him your music. Give him your future. Give him your past. Give him your time. Give him your love. Give him your Sunday morning Sunday school time. Give him your Sunday morning church time. Give him your Sunday night church time. Give him your Wednesday night church time. Give him your strength. Give him your weakness. Give him everything about you. You say, oh, what will he do? He'll do far better with you in his possession than if you keep you. You're your own worst enemy. You're the one that messes you up, not Jesus. Give yourself to him. Keep your eyes on Jesus. My recommendation to the Twin Rivers Baptist Church for 2018 is this. Let's just keep our eyes on Jesus. I promise you, it's the answer. It's the answer. If we do that, all the other things will fall into place. He said, and I, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Listen, if you're here today and you're not saved, I'd recommend something to you. I'd recommend that you trust Jesus Christ as Savior today. Today. In Luke chapter 2, verse 11, it says, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Let me very quickly explain something to you if you're not saved. If you died today and you do not know for a fact you'd go to heaven, you ought to get saved. Here's what you need to know. The Bible teaches, as it is written, there's none righteous, no, not one. Everyone's a sinner. The Bible teaches there is a penalty for sin. It says, for the wages of sin is death. The Bible teaches that Jesus Christ died for you, was buried for you, and resurrected for you. It says, but God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Then the Bible tells us that if we'll ask Jesus to come into our heart and be our Savior, we ask him for forgiveness of sin. He'll forgive us and save us and take us to heaven. The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Look, if you're not saved today, the greatest recommendation this preacher could make to you to start 2018 is get born again. You say, but I need to get my finances straightened out. That's on the horizon. So I want to get my family straightened out. That's on the horizon. I need help with my kids. That's on the horizon. You say, I need help. There's so many things going on around me. Everything's falling apart. Now, let me tell you something. Go to Jesus. Get saved. He's the anchor. He's the answer. He's the one that created your kids. He's the one that created your money. He's the one that created your work. He's the one that created your body. He's the one that created it all. He owns it all. He deserves it all. And if you'll go to the one that everything, where everything originated, get saved. He'll say, okay, let's sort out your mess. But it starts with Jesus. He's the Alpha. You know what that is? That's the beginning. The beginning. The Bible says in Luke chapter 4, verse 20, and he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all of them that were in the synagogue were fastened upon him. Listen, lock in on Jesus. Struggling family, lock in on Jesus. Struggling dad, struggling mom, lock in on Jesus. Teenagers struggling with your morality, lock in on Jesus. Jesus Christ, he is the answer for 2018. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Every head bowed. Every eye closed. The first question is this. If you died today, do you know for a fact you'd go to heaven? Who here would say, Pastor, I'm not saved. I don't know that I'm saved. Pray for me. I do not know that I'm born again. Pray for me, please. Would you raise your hand and say, God bless you. I see that hand. Someone else. You see, I don't know that I'm born again. Anyone else? There are others, yes. If you're not saved, here's what you do. We're going to have an altar call. That means in a second we're all going to stand. The pianist will begin to play. If you're not on your way to heaven,
when we start, I'll invite you to come. You just step forward. I'll have, if you're a man, I'll have a gentleman talk with you. If you're a lady, I'll have a lady talk with you. We won't embarrass you. You come, we'll take a Bible and show you how to be born again. You can leave this building on your way to heaven. Christians, could I recommend to all of you, decide your goal in 2018 is to keep your eyes on Jesus. It's the answer. It's the answer. Who here would say, preacher, God has spoken my heart? Definitely spoken to my heart this morning. Would you raise your hand and let God see it? There are hands up everywhere. There are hands up everywhere. You may put your hands down. Let me promise you, where your pastor can't meet your needs, and I so desperately want to meet everybody's needs, but I can't meet them all, Jesus can. There are some of you, you need to come and get on your knees this morning and say, oh, my plan for 2018. Got a lot of plans, but I'm putting Jesus at the top of the list. The great problem solver, the great need meter, the great stabilizer of life. He will become prominent. He'll go to the top of the totem pole in my thinking. There are Christians that you need to come. Those of you that have been saved and you're going to be baptized this morning, when the invitation starts, you slip out. You know where to go and we'll get ready for baptism. I'm going to ask the pianist to begin to play. Let's stand to our feet with our heads bowed and our eyes closed. Everyone's standing. If you need this altar, you come. If you raise your hand and said, I'm not born again, if you will come, we'll take a Bible and show you how to be born again. Mrs. Craig. You need the altar. You say, I got a big problem. I got a big burden. I got a big heartache. I'm going to face it. Oh, what do I do? Well, I'll help you what I can, but I'll tell you where I'm going to get help for you. I'm going to Jesus so He can help me help you. Go right to the source. Teenager, I don't know what you struggle with. I don't know what your fears are. Get to Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Hurting one, get your eyes on Jesus. Again, if you're following the Lord in believers' baptism, you need to make sure that you slip out. You know where to go. If you're not saved, come. Let us take a Bible and show you how to be born again. Hey, if you are saved and you need a moment at the altar, don't be afraid to come. Come and say, Jesus, I need to push the reset button. Hey, and that's why some of you say, my life's messed up. I've got a messed up life right now. Get your eyes back on Jesus. There are people in this building, you used to go to church, you used to serve God, but you stopped doing it. Somewhere along the way, you got off track. You say, what do I do? Hey, get your eyes back on Jesus. He is the answer. He's the solution to the pollution, brother. Altar is still open, and you have time if you need to come. Again, through the song, if you will, there are people yet being dealt with. We still have people coming. Listen, if somebody wants to come receive Jesus, last thing we'd ever want to do is hinder that. Why? He's the answer. He is the solution to what they may face in 2018. Think about Him. Teach Him. Preach Him. Defend Him, thank Him, praise Him, and if you're not saved, trust Him. One more time, Sarah, one more time. I still have movement. I'm going to give Him plenty of time. that's fine, Sarah.